Michael Wilson, the WILSON. This is the clinical case of a 72-year-old, a white male that has a history of chronic obstructive, has a history of chronic kidney disease, stage 4. The patient had a urinary bladder cancer. Resection of the bladder was done, and the patient has an ileal conduit that recently had a urinary tract infection that put him in the hospital for several days. Antibiotics were given, and the patient has been recovering. On the other hand, this patient has a chronic kidney disease, stage 4. He's had this CKD related to the arterial hypertension, nicotine abuse, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, atherosclerotic heart disease, all of these contributory for the nephrectomy, and the loss of kidney mass is an important one. Period. The latest laboratory workup that was done in March 27 of 2024, the serum creatinine remains 2.58, the BUN is 30, and the estimated EFR is 26. The protein creatinine ratio is 383 milligrams. That is much less than compared with the last time that was in the office, that was 650. Following number, arterial hypertension, that is under control. Following number, the patient has a tendency to develop anemia associated to the CKD4. The hemoglobin this time is reported at 12.3. Following number, despite the fact that the patient has a history of a lymph nodule that had to be excised with partial pneumonectomy, he continues to smoke and has chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. The patient is compensated most of the time. I encourage him to stop the nicotine abuse because he has already compromised the urinary tract, the lungs, and on top of that, the patient has a coronary artery disease. Period. Following number, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. The patient has a Washman procedure. Following number, coronary artery disease status post 7 PCIs. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease without any symptoms at this moment. When the patient was in the hospital, he lost 11 pounds. I encourage him to continue weighing himself on a daily basis and increase the intake, even though the serum albumin is 4 grams per cent. Reevaluation in 4 months.